and welcome to The Villain Was Right, the podcast where we look at movies and TV shows from the villain's perspective and dare to ask, were they really all that bad? I'm your host, Rebecca Reeds.
And I'm your host, Craig Faye.
And this week we are covering Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause. The most insane movie.
Yeah. Had you ever seen this one before?
No. Oh, obviously not. Yeah. I do not own children. I don't have children. Is that how? No.
Yeah, I don't own children.
I don't own children. I've never seen this movie before. And hot damn, did I feel like I was having an acid trip.
Yeah, this definitely feels like the third sequel of a dying franchise for sure.
Oh, yeah, and they're really like, whatever idea you want, let's do it. let's do that.
We need to make this movie because they're still making us money.
Yes.
It needs to be out by Christmas, and somehow we need to shoehorn in contract law, as is that was the original premise of this.
I love the contract law. Guys, if you haven't seen this movie, and I'm assuming you haven't, it is basically about, we've got Tim Allen, he's still Santa Claus. It's the third movie, he's rocking it, he's still doing it. Mrs. Claus is pregnant, which would be, anyway, I'll get into all that later. So she's pregnant, and she's missing her family, and Santa Claus has this great idea. He's going to bring everybody, her family up, his ex up for some reason. We're going to have a whole family shindig. But also everything's kind of melting down because Jack Frost is on the scene. Sorry, I'm going to laugh through this whole thing. Jack Frost is on the scene, okay? And the council of legendary figures who includes some characters you'd be surprised by.
Father Time, Mother Nature.
Mother Nature. But then there's Cupid. I don't know. There's like a lot going on. They have to hold a meeting because Jack Frost has been putting up advertisements in malls. And they won't have it.
That's the inciting incident.
Oh, I have not forgotten. It's a very important plot point. And it made me laugh so hard. Okay, so Jack Frost, instead of suspending him, they decide that he is going to work at Santa Claus's workshop. And then he starts causing shenanigans, as he is wont to do, as you know, because we're all very familiar with Jack Frost. The mischievous Jack Frost. Anyway, turns out he finds out that Santa Claus, through a wish basically on a globe, can change his contract and make it go back in time so that he's never Santa Claus, and then Jack Frost can be Santa Claus. He achieves this. Tim Allen goes back to the North Pole on a jet, on a flight, because Jack Frost has turned it into a theme park in his own vanity. He obviously becomes, Tim Allen obviously becomes Santa Claus again. Jack Frost is cured with a hug from a child. Roll credits.
In-laws come on. There's a whole bunch of shenanigans.
There's shenanigans there. But these are the plot points of this movie. I laughed so hard. Honestly, like, there were moments I paused. Like, I would watch like 15 minutes of this movie. I'm like, I need to take a minute. Like, I was like, I need to process what I just saw. I was like, I kept trying to think about this movie through the perspective of a child. I was like, maybe if I was a child watching this, my mind would breeze over all of this. As an adult, this is low-grade torture.
Yes, it's not. It's like, there's fun moments of it. Like, Santa Claus being Santa Claus. Yes. There's like slapstick humor, all the rest. It just doesn't have any of the like charm of the original, with the exception of Martin Short playing Jack Frost.
Oh, so Martin Short's a legend.
Martin Short,
a legend,
is doing every scene with a bit of a wink and a nod, being like, this is the third sequel of a stupid movie, right?
Yes, like, but he's nailing it. Yeah. He's really giving. He is giving it.
Like, he was honestly, like, a really fun to watch. Mm. Like, him going around just being like, oh, so you don't get days off? How weird. Like, just, like, sabotaging elves by being kind of, like, a bit of a snarky asshole and, like, pointing out that their life isn't that good. Yeah. I was like, this is Martin Short walking around the set, like, kind of minor roasting everyone for, like, you know this film isn't very good, right? Like, you know... You know Tim Allen can't actually act, right?
Oh,
like,
my God. Yeah.
Yeah. The blooper reel that they show at the end of this movie is just Tim Allen messing up lines.
I didn't even watch it. I was as soon as it said the end, I was like, thank you very much.
Yeah, I think I was finishing off notes or something. Yeah. And sometimes, like, you'd expect it to be like, oh, Martin Short says something funny. And, like, everyone reacts or something. And it's just Tim Allen screwing up lines.
Yeah.
And, like, the director yelling at him.
No.
Like, yeah, there's a scene where he's like, I would never, he's supposed to say, I would never, like, invoke that. And he says, evoke that. And he just keeps saying evoke. And, like, you can hear the director off screen be like, invoke. And I'm like, I know there's a whole trend of showing your bloopers and your mistakes, but if your mistakes are just you being incompetent. No, if it's Martin Short shows up to set with a clown nose on and everyone loses their minds, keep that in.
Yes.
If it's Tim Allen can't act, just be like, no, that's that's not fun.
No, it's not fun. Oh my God, this movie's so unhinged. And guys, before we get to who we think the villains are, we would just like to quickly thank the sponsor of this episode, TeePublic. You guys know TeePublic.
Yeah, we love them. Guys, if you are a fan of anything, pretty much anything, and you like cool designs on your t-shirts or your sweaters, TeePublic is where to find it. They have so much cool stuff from pretty much any fandom, all by independent artists, and you can get all of their designs printed on, like, high-quality t-shirts, mugs, phone cases, whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever size, color, fabric. You can get it popping, get whatever you want on it. They're all designed by independent artists, so you're supporting indie artists like us. We're indie artists.
Yeah.
We're doing this podcast. This is indie. We're
absolutely. And we've added a couple of, you know, if you're in the Christmassy mood, if you feel a little bit like, so we've added some designs to our store. We added a nice little Krampus Christmas sweater design to our store. So just like, you know, that traditional Christmas sweater look, but it's got Krampus on it. There's also one in there that's Hail Satan. if you feel like being particularly blasphemous.
Yes, absolutely. Get a little spice into that Christmas Eve dinner. Why not, guys? So head on over to vwrstore.fromsuperheroes.com to check out all of our merch and favorite designs from TeePublic. That is vwrstore.fromsuperheroes.com. And thank you, TeePublic, for your support and your continued support. And who do we think the villain is?
It's Jack Frost.
It's Jack Frost.
Jack Frost is the villain.
Sometimes, like last episode, we were like, okay, there's not really, it's all loose. Sometimes there's not really a hard villain.
Right.
This villain is Jack Frost.
He makes it onto the cover of the movie.
It's done.
Like, it's him.
He's
like second
villain.
Yes. 100% is Jack Frost. And we're going to go deep into that because I have some thoughts about Jack Frost. But I also think there are some minor villains in this, particularly the in-laws. So Mrs. Claus's parents.
Yes.
One of which is Alan Alda. Not Alan Alda. Who am I talking? I didn't even write it down.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Mm. Oh, no.
Oh. Buddy, you know I don't know any actors' names. You're looking at
Alan Arkin is who it is.
Okay,
go. That you see the AA is what got me.
Yes.
Who's got the funniest line in the Muppets movie, but that's not a big point. Here's where we keep our medium gauge wires and rope. Like, it's the fucking fun. I don't know why. I don't know why that line kills me, but I love him. Like, just the way he's deadpan and doesn't care about anything.
Yeah.
Love me.
Okay, so I could agree, like, they're a little grumpy for Christmas or whatever, but I absolutely think they're justified.
Yes.
They haven't seen their pregnant daughter, who is dating a man much visibly older than she.
Yeah.
Okay, like, you don't actually, like, I'm like, if I was the parent, I'd be like, this guy's older than me. Like,
yes, he's definitely done up to look older. And I was trying to reconcile that because I was like, does he just look way older because they've got him made up like Santa Claus, which is a old look, you know?
Yes.
Or are they
that different in age? Brand of white.
Yeah.
That particular brand of, that's old man.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, that is old man. That woman is not old woman.
No, 100%.
Okay, no, not a chance.
Some Disney exec was like, Mrs. Claus got to be hot.
Mrs. Claus got to be hot because if she's old and pregnant, this movie's way weirder.
Way weirder than it already is as soon as you start digging into it. So, yes, the in-laws, I completely agree with because there's a few lines that they say too. One, they're not there, right? They never get to see your daughter. They say things like, they walk up to her and they go, are you here willingly? Like, are you being held captive? We never see you.
Yes.
You never visit. You never call. We wouldn't remember what your husband looks like if he hadn't called and reminded us that he exists. Like, it's played in the movie that they're being like really needy and all the rest, but they're like, since you met this strange man who is clearly lying about what he does, he's a toy maker in Canada.
No, it's a cult.
And then they don't hear from her forever. Yeah, I would assume cult.
I would assume you've joined a cult. If you're singing Christmas songs at all, you know, at every spot in the year, that's a cult, actively. You're singing little work songs, you got to make toys. No, absolutely not. This is so inappropriate.
Yeah, the other thing they say is, I'm sure you've got a perfectly good reason that you've shut us out of your life. Like, that's not a passive-aggressive... Maybe it is, but, like... They have not seen this woman.
Yeah.
They show up there. They're trying
nine months pregnant.
9 months pregnant. They're being duped into trying to think that the North Pole is Canada.
I thought they were going to dig into a lot. But I was like, I got a little excited because the Canadian in me was like, Canada. Like, we always do that. We're such losers. Every time that somebody mentions Canada, we're like, Canada.
Well, and I think Martin Short, again, was the only guy who was doing that, where he was making like hockey jokes and stuff like that. And I don't know how much of that scripted or like Martin Short, the Canadian, being like, oh, hey, like.
Yes. So I thought, I was like, I even wrote a little box on my notes. I was like, I'm going to write down all the Canadian references. And then I went, hockey, A, it's done. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's what we are. That's good. No more. Yep. Although I did like that they named him Buddy Claus because I was like, that's
Buddy
Canadian.
Claus. Yeah, that
that's
is Canadian.
That's Canadian right
Buddy.
There. Buddy! That's a Canadian name. We claim that.
We claim, yeah. Kind of like Bruce is Australian.
Is it?
I don't know. That's how I feel.
That's how I feel. It's just a feeling. I love that.
I feel like Bruce is an Australian.
I love it. All right.
Yeah. The other thing I want to bring up with her dad specifically is they show them the delivery room for the baby. And he's like, this isn't a full size room. Like, this is clearly made for elves. You're currently renovating it when she's 9 months pregnant. And he's like, this is, as he believes it, the doctor's room in a toy factory in Canada. Like, he's like, are you telling me my daughter is going to give birth in the, like, basically the nurse's station of a toy factory in Canada? Like, literally completely unacceptable. Completely. No.
I also love the implication that both of these people have never seen a Canadian before. They're like,
they're all children.
Yes, they're all tiny children.
My second favorite characterization of Canadians right after the South Park flapping heads thing.
Oh, I love that. I think that's so funny. It reminds me of me so much, actively.
Yeah. Hi, Ted. Hi, Philip. Yes. 100%. We look just like you is the thing.
I do feel like sometimes I go down to America and I'm like, you guys are a little taller.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. Something in the, like the hormones and the meat or something. I don't know.
It's every winter we just stop growing for a bit.
That's true. Yes, we do hibernate.
That's not how things work.
No,
the
I,
vitamin D, I don't know.
I just stay inside, play video games.
Yeah, it's the caffeine in their Mountain Dew. Is we don't got it. We don't have caffeine in Mountain Dew here.
That's what I heard about that the other day. Somebody was like, yeah, there's more caffeine in Mountain Dew. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, it's clear. There's no caffeine in it. What are you talking about?
Which is insane that we're like, it's clear. There's no caffeine. Yeah. Like, caffeine's not a thing that you can add anyway. Yeah. It's like, anyway. If it's brown means caffeine. We're
that
idiots.
Does. It does to me. I don't know why.
I do the same thing. But,
oh, God.
But like that, yeah. Oh, anyway, back to Santa Claus.
Back to Santa Claus. This episode is so going to reflect the movie, just fucking off the charts.
Just like, everywhere.
Just
yeah.
everywhere, nonsensical.
Ideas slapped together.
Just boom, boom, boom. Yeah, no. Absolutely. And like her dad just shows up and starts fixing shit, which I think is, that's classic dad behavior.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing. You're like, well, that doorknob's wiggling wrong. So
it's done.
This is my afternoon.
Let me tell you, I am so into that right now. Like, the fact that he just grabbed that door and was like, I'm planing it down so it doesn't jam anymore. I was like, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's like, yeah, that makes me feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
I love walking around the house trying. And like, I'm not as good as fixing stuff, obviously, as this man is. But like, I love walking around and going, okay, like, this is slightly off. I think I could fix that or whatever. Yeah. Just spending an afternoon fixing up your place.
You know what's so satisfying? It's so easy to do. It's like, you know, you ever get your toilet seat that's a little wobbly?
Oh, yeah, pulling that off.
You pull that off and you just tighten the screw or whatever. And it's just like, it cinches it down nice and nice. But it makes such a difference.
It does.
It's like one of those things that you're like, I could deal with this being like this forever because it's just a wobbly toilet seat. And then you fix it and you're like, I'm God.
I installed a bidet in my...
Yeah.
Everybody should install a bidet. My God. Wow. Having a fresh asshole is such a life changer. My God. Sorry. Fresh.
Speaking of fresh
assholes. Just right off the factory line.
Speaking of fresh assholes, Jack Frost.
Jack Frost. Okay, well, first of all, obviously this guy's a union man. I mean, all he's doing is walking around telling these people they should get more breaks.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
We're here for that, absolutely. Also, okay, so let's start at where he gets in trouble. Because, mm-hmm. My God, what a bad reason to get in trouble. So they call an emergency council meeting these are the characters in this council. Yeah. Mother Nature, Father Time, Cupid, Easter Bunny, Sandman, Tooth Fairy. Done. Oh, sorry, and Jack Frost.
And Jack Frost, yeah.
And Jack Frost. And that is end of list. And I'm sorry. That is the weirdest collection. I don't understand it. I don't get what it represents.
It made me
laugh so hard when the Easter Bunny showed up and Cupid, I was like, this is valid. Okay, this makes sense. These are like
Easter,
holiday characters.
Yes.
True, true. Got it. Okay. I was thinking maybe like a leprechaun or something to pop out, whatever. And then they pan over and it's like Mother Nature, Father Time.
Well, Father Time I'll give you for New Year's Eve.
Okay. Ooh,
old man. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
So Father Time as like, you know, year starts as the baby and he grows into an old man throughout the year. That's kind of like a...
Fair enough.
Yeah. But like the Sandman, you're like, okay, played by Worf. the guy who plays Worf from Star Trek is the Sandman. And then, yeah, Mother Nature and stuff. And
Jack Frost.
Yes. Very strange.
I can't believe Jack Frost is a part of this council to begin with, quite frankly. No offense, Jack, but my God.
So are these holidays? Are they seasons? Are they forces of nature? Are they... You're right. It's a fucked up list, and that Easter Bunny is terrifying as hell.
Honestly, so scary.
Yeah.
Every scene that Easter Bunny was in, I was like, this isn't cute. This isn't nice. I don't know what this is.
That if that had been like a CGI bunny, I would have been way better with it.
Even with the 2006 CGI, I would have been...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're just like, yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
Not some weird guy in a suit who can barely move his lips and is like leering at women. Ugh.
No, that's that guy.
Joking about leaving trails of poop everywhere. You're like,
You see that guy in a dark alley.
Yeah, you're running.
You run.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a reason he comes when everyone's asleep.
It's like it looked like his fur was matted or something. Oh, like he just looked
just the most disturbing.
He was the real villain, actually.
Yeah, yeah. He's one of my nightmares. So, yes. So, this legendary figures.
This council meets. It's an emergency meeting. They
in
don't.
In December. They know Santa's fucking busy.
They know Santa's busy. So, normally they have like some sort of place they go, and he's like, I can't leave. They're like, no, they're coming to you. This is an emergency. They're coming to you. And then they arrive and they're like, they pull out a cardboard cutout of Jack Frost. What did it say? Like, Merry Frostmas or something?
Right.
And it was like his little slogan or whatever. They were like, we've found these in over 200 malls in like North America. Yeah. And they were like, and we need an emergency meeting about this because this is Santa Claus's time. And you're stepping on toes. And I was like, this is the most mild thing anybody could ever do.
The actual charge that they charge him with at this, you're charged with 273 counts of attempting to upstage Santa Claus. Attempted upstaging.
It made me laugh. So I was like, there was so many, because they, and I didn't write them down, but they wrote, like, they gave him a lot of things that he had done in the past.
Yes. That all froze a volcano in Hawaii, made it snow in the Amazon, frosted Mexico, sending the geese north for the winter. All of which have way bigger
implications
than cardboard cutouts in a mall.
Yes. Although I'm going to give it to him, watching somebody see snow for the first time is awesome.
Oh, true.
It's awesome. I've seen some people do that. You know what I mean? Like, Toronto, we have a lot of immigration. And every once in a while, I'll meet somebody where they're like, it's my first snow. And I'm like, the pure magic of that. So I'm not even going to. I'm like, that's sick. Good for you.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm going to allow it. But we can't admit that those are way larger charges than.
Yes. And
you put advertising of yourself in a mall.
Which really kind of shows what this council cares about, right? Which is just like, no, we've staked out our territories and you know.
And also that consumerism is a priority for Santa Claus.
Ooh, nail on the head, Rebecca. Thank you so much for bringing that up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's like, who cares what's going down in malls? Like, it's the whole point of this movie is supposed to be like, oh, I'm Santa Claus and it's the season and like the Jack Frost turns, you know, the North Pole into this like consumeristic, like,
theme park.
He's all about himself. He's not about the season. And it's like, yeah, and if that's supposed to be the messaging, why the fuck do you care if this guy puts cardboard cutouts of himself?
Yeah,
in 270 something malls, which is
nothing
in America.
Yes,
I don't know how. I should have looked it up. I don't know how many malls there are in America, but it is a lot fucking more than 270. I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
This guy's probably putting them up himself, going location to location.
Of course.
Okay, this guy doesn't have a team, okay? He's doing this, you know, boots on the, just one-on-one doing this.
Yeah, you gotta do a little self-promotion is my thing.
A little self-promotion, and they're gonna kick him out.
Of this, and I don't know what the benefit of being in this council is.
I don't know either.
But my biggest defense of Jack Frost and everything he does, including freezing Lucy's parents and like all the rest, which is like Jack Frost, as you mentioned, is quite different from a lot of the other things, like people on this council.
Yes, it feels like he has no place. It's so weird.
Yeah, except he probably used to. Which is, he is a force of nature. He's basically winter incarnate, right?
Yes.
He is the personification of winter, Jack Frost. He's like, he even says at the beginning, it's like, all I get is like some dead citrus and like people slipping on asphalt or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But like, he's winter. And he existed before Christmas existed. He existed before Santa Claus existed as a thing. He's certainly pre-Christian, way pre, like, Santa Claus as this, like, guy, as this figurehead of, like, of a more capitalistic, the Coca-Cola Santa, the Coca-Cola Corporation invented Santa Claus as you know him. There you go. I said it. Before that, he did not wear red, and he did not, you know, everything we, most things we associate with Santa Claus, Coca-Cola.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It's like he wore green before, because it's like, you know, anyway. Yeah, and like, obviously, it used to be the Christmas story of Jesus being born, and Santa had nothing to do with it. So it's like completely separated from that. But he, Jack Frost, is like a force of nature. And he's like a force of rejuvenation and things. Like, there's a reason that winter happens. So, like, the old things can die and the new things can grow anew in spring. There's a reason that snowfall replenishes the glaciers that feed rivers that, that like, provide drinking water for, like, so much of the world, right? It's an essential thing that he has. So I understand why he's kind of angry about being upstaged by a very commercial sort of holiday, which when he becomes Santa Claus, it's like, well, he makes it all commercial. But that just shows that not that he is this commercial guy, but that the idea of, like, winter and death and, like, and like that sort of renewal, that crisp, white, refreshing, like, we are starting anew, is incompatible with capitalism and the idea of it. This is, he is fighting against global warming, essentially, is what he's doing. Yeah. Where it's like, you cannot have it both ways.
Yeah, okay.
Is his turn in Santa Claus, where he's like, the nature of what it means to be Santa Claus demands that you do these things, and that is inherently incompatible with his mission and his purpose.
Absolutely. And I'm sorry, I can't stop thinking about the cardboard cutouts. It makes me laugh so hard. It's like getting mad at somebody for wearing, like, white socks to your wedding.
Yeah.
It's
that,
like,
a thing?
What?
White socks at a wedding? You're not supposed to wear white socks?
No. It's like in the sense of, like, you're not supposed to wear white to a wedding.
Oh, yeah,
and they're
Oh
my God, look at his socks. Get him out of here. He's upstaging the bride.
Is this the bride?
Yes.
I'm so confused.
I'm so confused. I don't know what's going on. Merry Frostmas? Is this what we're doing now? I saw it at a mall. It's so unhinged, man. Yes, no, I totally agree with all of that. Also, I think, I don't think this is a good Santa Claus.
Oh, no. Yes, go ahead.
No, but he's just like, first of all, he doesn't seem to give a fuck about any of the rules of being a Santa Claus. No. They're just like, they tell him the rules and he's like, that'll be fine. I'll do it. I'm going to risk all of Christmas, my magic powers, everything, because my wife is pregnant and I need to bring her parents up here instead of just bringing her to them.
Yes.
Why?
Well, because I need to be there for when she's born, but I'm busy here. Like, it's a very dumb...
It's so... Just drop her off! Why isn't she allowed to go home?
I don't know. She loves him so much that she wants to spend all her time with him. Like,
I think she has Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
Anybody that sits around that place singing Christmas songs to themselves...
I would go a little nutty.
Oh, no, you're off. You're off the rails at this point. This woman, there's no way. She lives and breathes Christmas now and doesn't understand how that's problematic.
Yeah. And never calls her parents and never talks to them. Like, they have, like, they've got a magic fucking, like, list that they can see where everybody's doing all the time, but, like, they don't have a telephone that can call home. Like, Scott...
You never call. Call!
Santa Claus is going to go see his, like, ex-wife and family, like, 3 or 4 times throughout this. Swing by their place, man. Yeah. I'm sure... I don't know if pregnant women can fly in reindeer sleighs. I don't know if it's the same FAA rules as, like...
That's a great point. You probably couldn't take the pressure a bit.
Yeah, but it's also fucking magic, you know?
That's true.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But I will say, here's the thing. He is a bad Santa Claus, though. He is a bad Santa Claus, and he is a bad boss, because he's like, but my wife is pregnant. And we're behind in the schedule, too. Like, the factory's messing up, and we're not going to get the toys done for Christmas. That's, like, one of his stressors at the beginning, right? How could we possibly get this all done in time? So instead of, like, and that's why he can't leave the North Pole, right? Because we got to get things done on time. And then he has this genius idea. We'll bring up the in-laws, but we'll pretend that it's Canada. And then dedicates a what can... must be a substantial portion of his workforce into transforming the North Pole into Canada, making sure everybody has like hats so you can't see their pointy ears, and like all this, like putting up new signs, which had to be built in the North Pole. Like, so much of his workforce goes into trying to turn the North Pole into Canada to deceive his like in-laws. That it's just like, that's not helping you get back on track. Like, if we took like 25% of our workforce and we're like, we're behind on podcasts, just go fucking draw crayons for 30 minutes. Like, we wouldn't get ahead. Like, that's not what you do, right?
That's true. Also, you have to delegate, Matt. Okay, delegate, yes. delegate. I don't understand this. There's like literally a whole scene where his number one elf's like, help me help you, help. And he's just like, just let me help you.
Yes.
And he just gives him nothing. I'm like, you should be delegating to everybody. It's like, the lists aren't done. That's your job now.
Yeah, and making the hard calls. Like, all right, we're behind. So nobody's getting candy canes this year. Candy canes done. Candy cane people, you're moving over to toys. Because yeah. what we really need is trucks. We need trucks. Little toy trucks, little toy trains. No one's getting the candy this year. You know, like, we made that choice. It sucks. Mm-hmm. But it Christmas happens because it's Christmas Eve night, not because it's ready, you know?
So funny. Yeah, he is one of the worst. Also, just because he's Tim Allen, you know? I think that also feeds into it. I think I just watched Tim Allen and I'm like, nope. It's going to be a no for me.
So this is something that I discovered. While looking up this movie, did you know that there is currently a Santa Claus's TV series on Disney Plus with Tim Allen and stuff?
I saw that.
Completely flew over my head.
Oh no, it never registered to me until I looked this movie up and I was like, Lord in heaven. Lord in heaven. We should not be doing this. Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
So in a certain way, it's we were smart and did a tie-in?
I get, yeah. Is anybody watching this?
Except this was audience choice. So
actively, oh my God, yeah. You guys always nail it. You're like, fucking deal with this.
Yeah.
You rip apart this insane, I'm assuming that's why you picked it. Because, you know, I love to rip on Tim Allen so fucking much. Okay. So the snow globes. So he does say he doesn't want to do this anymore.
Sure. He's tricked. Like,
he is Jack actively tricked.
Jack Frost breaks into the snow globe room, steals the snow globes, gives it to him as a gift wrapped up, and then tricks Santa in saying, I wish I'd never become Santa Claus at all.
Yes, which transports him back. What I find interesting about this magic is it doesn't actually have to come out of you, apparently, because the second time it's just a recording.
Right.
So the rules seem quite weird to me.
I mean, the whole Jack Frost becomes Santa Claus and then Tim Allen has to, like, get Santa Claus back feels like that should be the whole movie. And it's the last 15 minutes of the movie.
15 minutes of the movie, like, and you're like, how did you spend this much time on family drama, and then the last 15 minutes?
On what should actually be the plot. Like literally, it goes, he gets tricked into saying it. He realizes, Tim Allen realizes he's back to that asshole toy exec he was in the first one. His whole family's divorced, and everyone's mad.
I also love that this movie implies that him being Santa Claus was the glue that kept this family together.
Yes. After abducting his child in the first movie.
Yes! And being a shitty dad. Like the stepdad, I'm like, how did it fundamentally change your personality?
That one I actually bought because, like, Neil.
Neil, we love they
wean,
Neil.
They really wienerfied Neil in this even worse than the first movie.
They tried to, but I was still on board. Yeah. I was like, Neil is a mental health professional.
And we should all listen to him, yes. Even though the movie thinks we shouldn't. But like he says, because you weren't there for Charlie, your son, and Charlie never wanted me as a dad, that made things difficult between him and the wife, which I could kind of get, right? Like, struggle with, like, fitting in as the stepdad kind of thing. Like, yeah.
But they still have a whole other child.
I know. It doesn't make sense. But anyway, so that happens. Like, we just are like, everyone's divorced and unhappy.
Yes.
And then he goes, oh, no, I need to fix it. Flies to the North Pole, gets the girl who... Very disturbingly, he's like, hey, go in and steal the snow globe for me. But she doesn't really know him in this reality,
no.
Which I found very disturbing. Like in the other reality, they have a relationship. He's like an adult. He's part of the family. She knows who he is and trusts him. And is like, hey, go in there and get that. That would make sense. But this is just like he's been absentee from his son's life. And this is like his ex's daughter. Like, it's no relation to him whatsoever.
So like she calls him uncle.
Right. And she's kind of aware of who he is.
Yeah.
In the like Jack Frost is Santa Claus reality, but she doesn't know him. That's like an adult that she's met like two or three times in her life. And he's like, hey, I need you to trust me and keep a secret and do exactly like I say. And I was like, this is
nope. This that lineup doesn't nope.
Nope.
Just give me the nopes. Anyway, give me a bit of ick, quite frankly.
And then they steal the snow globe, and then he's back to being Santa Claus again.
It's nothing.
It's minutes. It's like the whole movie should have been about that, and like Jack Frost being like, aha, I'm getting in your way, and I'm tricky, and like, ooh, I'm gonna freeze you.
No,
it's just like he shows up, and now he's Santa Claus again. I can't explain how badly they fumbled that ball.
Watching this movie gave me a bit of whiplash for sure.
Yeah.
That's why I had to keep it. Like, I would watch 20 minutes of this movie and pause it and be like, okay, I just got to process. So what exactly?
Oh, there are movies that you got to take laps on for this podcast for sure.
And this one was one of the, where I was just like, oh, this feels insane. This is going all over the place. Yeah, them squeezing that into the last 15 minutes is so unhinged. And I love that they do this theme park, or Jack Frost does this theme park, and everyone there is awful.
Right. Because he makes the point of like delivering things was such a slog. I decided not to do that. So I just had people come here, and if they can afford gifts, then fine.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. You just really leaned into it. Hey, you know what? I'm going to make the argument. Maybe these elves are getting paid now.
Yeah, except every single one of them seemed unhappy, which is also customer service.
Oh, yes.
Around Christmas time.
Lord in heaven.
Shouldn't need to say this, but please be kind. Please be understanding.
Yeah.
They're having a rough time.
I've never been so... I get so fucking mad at people at Christmas. Not customer service workers, but the people that talk to them. Because,
yeah.
Like, I've done that. Like, I have had...
Oh, yeah.
I've had every shit job under the sun, man. I've had every minimum wage job you can have, right? Like, I really rotated through some positions. And, like, every time... Especially because, like, I just think it speaks to our society of, like, every time I'm in like a Walmart or something and I'm looking at this woman and I was like, you're yelling at an 80-year-old right now.
Yeah.
They don't want to be here either. Okay. Good Lord. They shouldn't be working.
Yeah.
Somebody should be paying for them in some capacity. But they're here and they're going at the speed of an 80-year-old and you're just going to have to accept this.
Yes.
How dare you?
Oh, do not yell at... Oh, they don't want to be there. You don't want to be there. No one wants to be here.
No, just let it happen. Just let it. Just put your headphones on. Listen to some music.
Give somebody the gift of being there with them this year.
Yes. Just like just, we're both in
just
this.
Just be present.
Yes, we're both in this.
Forget the store.
Hey, how are you? You doing okay? Sorry that I apologize for other people too. I'm like, I'm sorry that person yelled at you. That's garbage.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. I'm like, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm so sorry. If you need somebody, because sometimes, I'm sorry, I'm off on a tangent now, but sometimes, like, when you're working and somebody yells at you, like, I always have the thought of, like, maybe I, and this is a bad thought, but I'm like, maybe I should have been yelled at. Maybe I deserve that.
Yeah.
Maybe
oh, I deserve that. I think everyone does that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, like, anytime I see somebody get yelled at and I think it's ridiculous, I'm like, hey, so that was ridiculous. Just to, like, in case you have an inner voice saying no right now.
I like,
need
I
to,
screwed up, right? Yeah, you know, I
just
want
to verbalize to you
yeah, yeah, yeah.
that that is not the case. That person's an asshole.
Yes. I believe that there are two different types of people in the world, not to generalize, but okay. I do think that there are people who get yelled at and they have the same reaction you do where mm-hmm. they go, oh my God, what did I do that was wrong? I must have screwed up in some way. And then there are people who get yelled at and think, what is this asshole yelling about? And yeah. I don't like those second people.
Yes.
Because like if you're just like, if you get honked at in traffic, like you're driving, right? Yep. And you hear someone honk, what your initial thought is,
oh shit, what am I doing?
What did I do? Yeah, I screwed up. Did I run a red? Wasn't I as supposed to go? And then there are people who get honked at in traffic and go, what the fuck is this guy's problem? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, give me the I default to like, did I somehow accidentally intrude on someone else's space every time? That's an empathetic person is what that is.
Yeah, I like to question myself and then get immediately mad afterwards
exactly.
I realize it was not me. How dare you?
I was right the whole time.
I was right, rage.
You were in the wrong. Oh, the with someone's behind you and they're like laying on the horn because you're not going, and then they see the person like walking across the crosswalk out in front of you. You're like, yeah, I didn't run over a pedestrian.
Yeah,
because
I didn't
honking.
Commit murder.
Yeah. Or the other one is like the construction worker with the stop sign was like right in front of me and someone was like honking at me. We're like, go, go. And then I was like, do you see this construction worker with the stop sign in the middle of the road?
Yeah.
Like maybe I was stopping for them and you're the fucking idiot. anyway.
Oh, God. Okay. So this movie ends with Jack Frost being cured by a hug, which
they only loosely set up as like, you've got the warmest hugs.
So weird. It's such a weird, anyway, it doesn't matter. That's fine. Does that mean that winter doesn't exist anymore?
Yes, like, this movie is the capitalistic consumerism, triumph over nature and destroying winter.
Okay.
This is global warming run amok. This is we want our toasters and our fidget spinners versus nature being able to restore itself.
Yeah, like this guy had to have had a purpose.
Yes.
Like you can't just like what? He was cold and now he's hot, so he's a warm, warm heart. Like I don't what does this mean?
My problem was not that my heart was cold. My problem is that you have fundamentally disturbed the balance of nature and I want to restore it.
Tim Allen also says, I don't know why I keep Santa Claus also says at the end of the movie, and I don't think I've ever disagreed with something more. He was like, because he was talking about like how eventually at the end, he's just like, no, I'm just going to show your parents what I do. Like, I'm just telling them. And he goes, secrets aren't for family. And I was like, I fundamentally disagree. Secrets are the backbone of every family. You must die with some secrets. That is how a good family operates. Okay. You keep that darkness to yourself. Am I wrong?
I'm going to say there's probably... Listen, there's some room for secrets. Nobody has no secrets. There are things you keep from yourself, right? Like quite honest, there's things that you keep from your partner. There's things that like, you know, you keep from your family. And like not all of them are like bad. You know, we all have our own little secrets or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Santa Claus. I don't know where I've never thought of where I am Santa Claus falls within the
listen.
Do you need to tell people?
I don't know if you've ever, like, okay, I don't know, maybe it's just my parents, but I think there are other parents that are like this. If I told my mother I was Santa Claus, everybody that talks to her knows I'm Santa Claus. Like, there's no way that woman's keeping that down.
True, true, true.
A high-profile job that everybody knows about. Okay, come on. All right. Every mother I know is like, my son got a degree and like whatever. It's just like brag. There's no way that secret's keeping secret.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
There's no way. You can't tell these people this.
You know your mother. You know that she would brag about you to everybody.
Absolutely.
So if you need to keep it a secret that you're Santa Claus.
My mother loves me. There's no way. Okay. She would brag to everybody. Oh, my God. There's no fucking way. That's a secret you keep. And especially when it hinges on all of Christmas depends on the secret being kept. Which... they don't really talk about what that means or how, like...
they mean the delivering of toys is what it is. It's opening presents on Christmas Eve. It's getting, it's greed is what they are defending here.
Yes, I suppose, but I mean, they're like, you lose the magic. And it's like, but what, how? Like, I mean, his kids know...
and it's still pretty magical.
And his ex knows, and the new stepfather knows... at what point, at what percentage does he lose the magic of the global population knowing about this secret?
I don't know. It's a good point. There's a, this
I don't know if their contract law is...
No, of course not.
I don't think this is on point. I don't know if they got a real lawyer to do this.
No, I don't think
they got somebody in elf school to go read these three books. You're the lawyer now.
Speaking of the elves, I just want to make a really quick point about the Mrs. Claus's pregnancy, where they have... So all the elves are played by children, which I like, right?
Oh,
so
I love
like,
that. Yes, yeah, of course. So adorable. It's
fine. And they're like in the thing, they're hundreds of years old. They're not children. Yes. They're like all adults. But then the scene comes where her doctor comes in to check on her pregnancy. And it's like a 12-year-old boy. And I was just like played by a 12-year-old boy. And I was just like... I don't know why this upsets me so much. Like, the idea that this 12-year-old boy is an OBGYN.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just like you're
visually
like,
disturbing. Like, yes, absolutely. Oh,
okay, this is the character that's going to be delivering this baby? You're a boy. You're a young boy.
No. You should not be laying eyes on any vagina. This is far too much.
And again, context of the movie, he's hundreds of years old and he's an elf and it's all fine, but it's just like,
the other scene
took me out of it for a minute.
That kind of, I was like, oh, okay, was when Jack Frost is talking to Mrs. Claus's mother and he's like, I bet you can sing. And she's like, yeah. And she goes, Jack Frost nipping. And he's like, do it again.
I mean, that just felt like we're watching Martin Short once again just be like, I'm making fun of this movie.
No, it's so like, funny. Isn't
it like Martin Short sitting there being like, wouldn't it be funny if Jack Frost was a bit of a pervert?
Yes!
And you're like, yeah, actually, Martin Short it is.
But a part of me was like, this feels like it should be in a different movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it's...
but Martin Short feels like he should be in a different movie. And like, he's the only one who's actually having fun.
He's having so much fun.
Yeah.
I love... what he's
wicked hairdo, actually. Like, I really like the character
Canadian
design.
A Canadian treasure. Yes. Okay. And he's just fucking nailing it. I love him.
We just went down a rabbit hole on YouTube of Martin Short just making fun of Conan O'Brien on his show. So it's just him as the guest roasting the way that Conan O'Brien looks. And it's just like, man, you're... like,
I've
Martin
done that
Short
before.
Is
I love him.
Great. Yes. He's not my favorite, but like in really small doses, he's like fantastic.
He's so good in Arrested Development.
Oh, throw me.
Throw me. I love that episode so much.
Also, he's very good in Only Murders in the Building.
I haven't watched that.
Yeah. Him and Steve Martin. You're like, oh, yeah, those two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That works, obviously. Yeah.
And Selena Gomez as well. She's good in it, too. Okay, yeah. She's just not, like,
she's
70s
not,
comedy star Martin Short and Steve Martin.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else on,
no,
on Jack Frost
it.
Or Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause?
He represents nature trying to defeat global warming, and in the end he loses... and is warmed over, and because of that, because in 2006, Martin Short was hugged by a girl, that's why we have a drought in the west coast of America right now. Historic water lows is all I'm saying. Would have been fixed by some snowpack.
Oh my God. Okay, guys. So we are now going to rank the villain. This week I've got a other people that or other things that should have been in this group, this council of legendary figures. So I've got from, because it seems so nonsensical, I've got from Zeddy the Zeller's mascot to the boogeyman. I'm going to give him a leprechaun. He's just a mischievous guy. If you can get your hands on him, he's fun.
I like it.
That's it.
I like it.
What Very about good. You?
So I've got the ice scale.
Okay.
The ice scale. So from a big fluffy snowflake, you know, just like the really big ones to the deadly black ice. It's just, you'll spin it out forever. You're taking a tumble on that. I'm going to give Jack Frost a glacier, a force of nature that will thoughtlessly level everything in its path, but one that capitalism is bent on wiping from the earth. I got a little dark there. I apologize.
Amazing. No, that's fine.
And guys, before we get to our heroes and villains of the week, just a couple ways that you can support the podcast. If you are, if you want to get in touch with us, you can hit us up at VWR Podcast on Twitter, Villain Was Right on Facebook, or if you have a suggestion for a movie that you would like us to do, like the Santa Claus 3, that was an audience suggestion. You can get in touch with us at villainwasright@gmail.com. And if you want to support the podcast financially,
as always, we have Patreon. This was an audience choice. If you want to have more say in what we're putting up, guys, you can hit us up on patreon.com/villainwasright. We've also got bonus episodes every single month. We're a little late this month because I got sick again.
Boo.
I am always sick. Anyway, so we're dropping three this month.
Yeah, Rebecca's November, Craig's December, yeah. Rebecca's December episode.
It's going to be great. We're just dropping them all, dropping them like it's hot, guys. And yeah. You know, if you're already supporting us, you guys are the best. If you listen to us regularly, thank you just so much for listening. You guys are amazing. And now it is time for our heroes and villains of the week. What do you got for us, Craig?
Yeah, so I've just got I've got a hero, very, very light hero. I won the parking ticket lottery.
Essentially. What's that?
Well, we're back doing the science lessons in school now, okay, which is like really nice. It's nice to be back. And I was at this one school, and they had all kinds of construction, so there's no parking. And they were like, you have to park on the street, and it has to be, it's like a block and a half away from the school.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so I go there, and I've got like these big kits and like a cart that I'm hauling around. So it's inconvenient. But I go there, and the street parking is a maximum 3 hours. And I'm doing the math, and I'm like, I've got two workshops back to back. And I've got like, so I'm there for like a minimum 3.5 hours, and it's probably going to be more than that
mm-hmm.
by the time I get back to my car.
Yeah.
So like, and I was like, I've got no chance to like go and renew the ticket. Like mm-hmm. it's a 3 hour max, so they won't let you renew like on the app or whatever. And I was like, shit. Okay. So I'm just getting a ticket. And I'm just like, okay, fine. Like I guess I just make half the money, like basically make half the money on the second workshop. And I just resigned myself to it. Like there's nothing I can do about this. And then I get everything packed up and just waiting to see that like yellow slip under my, you know, windshield wiper. And I get back to the car and I'm like 30, 40 minutes like past when mm-hmm. it was due. And I get there and there's nothing there. There's no ticket. I didn't get ticketed. I threw my stuff in and drove off. And I was like, this is a success. This is my day turning around is what it was.
Oh,
so
my
just
God.
Like, and because in Toronto, they are on it.
They are really on it. That feels to me like my poor man's version of that is anytime I haven't paid for the subway.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, woo! Got away with it, bitches! Woo!
Yeah, and I was like, I broke it. I'm fine. I'll pay it when I get it. Ho-hum. And then I didn't. And it felt real good. I don't know why. It's that small win, you know?
Oh, my goodness. I've got a hero this week as well. I have, so there's a shawarma shop across the street from me. And I frequent this shawarma. I go a lot to the point where the men that work there have made note. We're having light chits and or chats every time I go in now. Sure. It's like they really like we're really starting to know each other. Right. I've been really wearing them down. I was like, I will achieve friendship with these people, okay? Because I love a falafel wrap. It's $6. That's bottom dollar prices.
$6 falafel wrap.
$6, like, tax in. $6 falafel wrap. Get it in ya, all right? I go to this place twice a week. Anyway, and I went last night because I go every time. I'm just too, like, I had two shows last night, and I got home at, like, midnight, and I was like, I am not making, we were recording today. I was like, I'm not making myself shit. I'm tired. I'm done. Went over, and I am so proud to announce that I have received free soup status. That's right, everybody. That's right. Boom. Free soup on us, full-size serving. Okay, full-size serving, free soup. I'm like, we have achieved. I was like, I was so like, oh, I didn't order the soup. He goes, no, it's on me, and gave me a wink. And I was like, I'm melting. I am melting. Oh, there is nothing hotter than a man giving me food. I got to be honest with you. That's top tier. Woo! You cutting onions back there? That is hot.
I thought for a second you were going to say there's nothing hotter than a man giving you soup, but I was like, that's like, yeah, it's soup. Soup is hot.
Soup is hot. Yeah. No, I'm a big soup lady, and I've achieved soup status with these gentlemen. I'm so happy. So that guy is absolutely my hero of the week. I'm so excited. Because, like, I've been working up, okay? I've been getting little cups of soups here and there from some of the guys. Sometimes they give me an extra falafel, you know what I mean? They're like, well, I threw an extra one in for you, but full bowl of free soup status? Oh, man, we're cooking with gas now.
Yeah. This is the themes of our heroes this week are financial independence. I'm not paying parking tickets. You're getting free soup. It's to the stars from here.
Holy shit. Anyway. Oh, my God. Okay. As always, team, you can follow me at Rebecca Reads on any platform of your choosing.
Yes, and you can follow me at Craig Faye Comedy on Facebook, Twitter, craigfaye.com. And please check out my album, Performance Review, which is out now on all streaming platforms. And that does it for us this week on the podcast. Tune in next week, where we're wrapping up holiday movie month with Elf.
That's a classic. I'm very excited.
Yeah. It'll be a good one. So tune in for that. And until then, this is The Villain Was Right, reminding you to be careful what you wish for.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The Villain Was Right is produced by Andrew Ivamy as part of the From Superheroes Network. For more great podcasts like this, as well as webcomics, articles, and so much more, visit FromSuperheroes.com.